The government body responsible for national construction standards is defending the efficiency of smoke alarms commonly available in Australian homes. Critics of ionisation alarms allege they're ineffective against smouldering fires and claim they are responsible for tens of thousands of deaths around the world. But the Australian Building Codes Board is standing by research it partly funded that found the difference between ionisation and photoelectric smoke alarms is statistically insignificant. It comes as the CSIRO faces calls for the release of its smoke alarm test data. Australia is not the only country grappling with this issue. US regulators have also introduced stricter standards requiring all smoke detectors to be significantly improved by 2020. Annie Guest has been investigating this story for some time now, and this is her latest report.
The smoke and flames of a house fire can make it impossible for people to reach the door.
Once a fire goes to the flaming stage in a home, it's less than 3 minutes and you won't be able to survive in that home. So you don't want to know about a fire when it's flaming. You must know about the fire when it's early in its smouldering phase. And that's what an ionisation smoke alarm will not do unless it's in the room of the fire origin and the fire develops substantially with heat.
The independent fire safety expert David Isaac is part of a complex international decades-long campaign against smoke alarm detectors called ionisation alarms. They're in most Australian homes, despite laws effectively banning them in some places. Mr. Isaac, who is a member of Standards Australia Fire Committees, alleges manufacturers have used their influence on such committees to oppose changes, despite being aware of the ionisation alarm's shortcomings.
I would imagine they'd want to make sure that their product liability and premiums were paid, because it doesn't need to have a particularly intelligent legal person to connect the dots, and they can prove that the failure of an ionisation smoke alarm to warn caused injury or death.
Smoke alarm manufacturers Schneider Electric and Chubb did not agree to interview requests. Authorities say about half the house fires that kill people can be characterised as smouldering and about half as flaming or cooking oil fires. Mr. Isaac says he's aware of CSIRO test burns of smouldering fires that found ionisation alarms activated at 16 to 17 minutes, while the photoelectric alarm was triggered at 7 to 9 minutes. There's also grave concern for the people who disconnect ionisation alarms after they emit nuisance signals with burnt toast. Mr. Isaac is part of a quest for the CSIRO data being spearheaded by the World Fire Safety Foundation. The Administrative Appeals Tribunal is considering their case under Freedom of Information laws. The CSIRO has declined our interview requests.
That's a matter for the CSIRO. We've had no involvement in the testing of manufacturers' products. Not a matter for the ABCB.
The Australian Building Codes Board's chief executive is Neil Savory.
There is no statistically significant difference between the two types of smoke detector technologies being able to predict and detect what might be the likely next fire.
So you would reject claims by people like Joseph Fleming, the Boston fire chief, that ionisation alarms are responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of people around the world?
I would reject that on the basis of such evidence not being presented to us and to other authorities.
The Building Codes Board, the CSIRO and others funded research by Fire and Rescue New South Wales released earlier this year. Building Codes Board Director Brian Ash is a project manager.
Their statistical analysis considered the issue of the fatality rate relating to the different fire types. It's not been ignored, but as I say, when you consider all variables, the difference is significant in statistical terms.
Is not significant.
The issue is not significant. That's right.
The board agrees there's a general trend in alarm responses. Mr. Savory again.
There is no dispute that photoelectric perform better to smouldering fires and that ionisation perform better to flaming fires, that they both have different periods of time to responding to those different types of instances, but also they meet the necessary standards.
But the standard is heavily criticised as inadequate because it doesn't test ionisation alarms for smoke detection. They're assessed for detecting submicron particles, which are invisible combustible fumes somewhat akin to a heat haze. The Standards Australia Smoke Alarm Committee unsuccessfully proposed changing the standard in 2008. Mr. Savory explains the board's response.
It wasn't blocked by the board. The board, the ABCB, didn't support it on the basis of the evidence that was provided, and there has to be a robust, rigorous analysis of the issues.
The research done by Fire and Rescue New South Wales has also been criticised for the use of cotton wadding for a smouldering synthetic test. Mr. Isaac says the researchers repeated a flaw of other studies.
Well, I think there's a lack of expertise within the fire service. They've got some very smart people in their fire research, but I think there's a lack of expertise in understanding the absolute technical issues involved and the characterisation studies of smoke.
That's rejected by the researchers, as well as the Building Codes Board's Brian Ash.
The ignition sources used were informed by the academic literature, but they also, in the view of the Fire and Rescue New South Wales, reflected real-world conditions. The results from the scientific literature have been consistent over a period of decades.
The World Fire Safety Foundation disagrees, arguing the researchers and regulators should be aware of a 2005 to 2008 report by the United States' National Institute of Standards and Technology. After years of debate, a new US standard has ultimately flowed from that research. The new standard was approved by a committee for the United States' testing body, Underwriters Laboratories, in 2015. All alarms will have to pass a smouldering synthetic test, among other requirements. Critics are confident ionisation alarms will be withdrawn from the market as the new standard comes into force in 2020. But in the meantime, they worry for the safety of the majority of Australians and many others around the world who still rely on them. RN Breakfast asked Mr. Savory and Mr. Ash what kinds of detectors they have in their homes.
I have a dual system.
Which particular technology?
Which is effectively the ionisation, you know, technology plus the photoelectric technology.
And Neil Savory, what type of smoke alarms do you have in your home?
I have one of each.
Australia's Minister for Innovation, Senator Michaela Cash, has declined to be interviewed.
Annie Guest with that, well, quite remarkable report.